Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
I am so excited. I am really honored and excited to be sharing and hosting this show. And it's really about, you know, as we have each month, including meditations, discussion, education, and awareness on facets of our sexuality and consciousness that many of us just don't get that chance to openly explore. So here we are. And we're going to slow way down with love and respect and honor our sexuality, which is so often hidden in the shadows or squashed away or misunderstood. We'll journey into stories of my own past, opening doors of new possibility, and really kind of delighting together in what's possible. And I'm really kind of bubbling at the moment because I'm really excited. I just, as of yesterday, took a peek and saw that as of yesterday, nearly 22,000 listens to this show over the course of its time. And like, I want to put out a big thank you to you all. It is because of you that that's possible. And I'm really grateful that we have explored in this way together through this time. And I'm looking so forward to sharing again today. A lot of powerful work is moving through me right now. It feels really wonderful. And I'm looking forward to share in that realm as we get started. And as always, we're going to begin with a little settling in. Let's get in our bodies, take a breath, and settle in together. So invite a breath. An inhale, perhaps an exhale with some sound. Letting go of any heavy, dense energy, debris, stuck stuff, things that are hanging on that no longer serve, invite them to let go. As you breathe and settle into your body, bringing your awareness down into the place of your deep pelvis, the pelvic floor, PC muscles, your root gate, perineum, the anus, coccyx, the coccygeal plexus, as well as genitals, letting yourself settle in and feeling relaxed down as you connect your body to the earth body. And invite awareness of your roots extending and growing down into the earth. Letting yourself trust that. What's it like to acknowledge your physical body in your spiritual awareness of grounding, rooting, connecting? And as a few more breaths settle more deeply into the earth, perhaps 10 feet down, perhaps 100 feet down, and relaxing and opening to receive. Inviting sound, a little movement, and a little breath that will let go of any heaviness as you feel that gratitude to the earth for receiving it, for taking and transforming and clearing that energy so that no one has to carry it, including you. And then take a breath as you shift your awareness up through your body, up to the crown, and up into the heavens, the stars, the sky. Creator, the beyond, the mystery, ascended masters, the energy of the heavens, of divine, sacred, masculine, to balance that divine, sacred, feminine of the earth, reaching up beyond and allowing yourself to feel the gold, feel the quality of connection with that divine, masculine love, letting a golden light shower down And cleanse through your body, through your belly, clearing away anything that doesn't serve as you. Anchor that back down through your body and into the earth. Delight in being a conduit, in being a channel, in being open to possibility. Breathe into that open space without having to do anything. And open your heart and your mind to possibilities as we continue to explore in the realm of sacred sexuality today. A breath of gratitude. Bringing your awareness back into the space around you. And opening up. Yay! So here we are today. We are going to explore something that, as I sat, as I'll often do, it's kind of open to space, like what is meant to be shared through this show today. And sometimes those awarenesses come in a little sooner than others. And today was really like, woo, opening up into the present moment. And what came through really clearly was what I'm going to call embodied spirituality. So that's the topic for today, embodied spirituality. And when I say that, the very essence of how that is our sexuality, our life force essence, our sexual juice and charge and aliveness that is our essence of our energy, our vibrancy, and our light. So we'll connect what I mean by relating. Is with a couple of basic grounding points that I find to be pretty pivotal, and I find myself sharing them in my work. The beginning of classes, at the beginning of my apprenticeship circle, at some of the very beginnings of foundation, or with individual clients that I work with, of really opening our minds to shifting our awareness around what is our body. And I want to begin with that again today. So we'll start with, we are infinite beings in finite form. As one of my really become quite a lot. And that physical shape and form, this physical body, is a gift. It's a vehicle. It is a way for us to access and work with energy in ways that we can't when we are not incarnate. As one of my teachers says, when we can only grow and transform and change when we are incarnate. So the we that I'm referring to is us as energetic beings, that we are a soul being, that only when we are incarnate in a body can we have an opportunity to change and grow. And that's a pretty powerful concept. It's also pretty edgy for some. This, even being the concept that we're not defined by our physical bodies, is pretty edgy for some. I'll acknowledge that. I invite you to listen in. See how this resonates for you. What pieces of this ring true in your body as like, oh yeah, that makes sense to me. I get that. And the pieces that don't, that's all right too. So our body is a vehicle. It's a gift. And we get to like, woo! Delight in it, love in it, be in it, and listen to it. Our body carries the wisdom of the universe. It's like a holographic concept that we contain all the wisdom of the all, sort of the microcosm of the macrocosm. The wisdom of the universe is within us as it is also in the universe. And that is also a powerful concept that at a high level kind of made sense to me some time ago and is making more and more embodied sense as I go. And I want to offer up some pieces of clarity that I've experienced in it. So we're listening to the body. The body is a vehicle. It contains tremendous messages and the keys to unlock those messages. So our body is essentially the pathway to higher consciousness. That through our body, we can open up, release and purify, let go of stuff that's holding us back, but that was holding us in a way that served. So, you know, some pieces we may needed to learn lessons, we may needed to, you know, step into one more little piece that our soul wanted to learn about this journey. And as those release and let go, opening more and more space to our fullest possibility of who we are authentically. And so I mean that at a high level, and also as like I'm really starting to recognize we contain these dormant codes in our body. These the keys and the wisdom are there. And often it takes just a bit of awareness to start to open and shift and allow those codes reawakened to open up to our highest potential, to open up our the next little piece of our authenticity of what are we meant to share here on this planet and this in authentically as a gift that we are of service here in this planet. And that takes, there's a pathway of that. This is a journey. It's not one big final outcome. And yet the body is one of the really big keys of that, the pathway to higher consciousness. I believe what happens often about the spiritual realms, a lot of guilt, shame, didn't quite align or resonate with pieces of feel that that was right. And it wasn't until much later that I kind of had a wake-up experience connected, frankly, through my body with pregnancy and birth of my daughter that woke me up to seeing things tremendously differently spiritually and trusting myself in that awareness and acknowledgement, but also, I'll say, devotional yearning, like, yes, please, I do recognize there's something bigger, more, and something that I can ask for help, that I can trust and rest in that support, that I can actually receive that love. And that very journey has been incredibly spiraled in body and in energy. And so let me back up in a moment and give some words about that. So what I mean is sometimes I will see, and in my practice for sure, that spirituality can be all very, very high up in our body. And the when we're very high up in the body and our spiritual practice is from these higher centers and not coming from deep through the body, there's just, I'm finding some limitations to that. The more I let myself really, truly embody my spirituality and bring it deep into and connect with my root and the connection deep into the earth, the more in a spiritual practice, like, oh yeah, meditation, that's so important. Is if we look at the yoga, the whole yoga philosophy, for example, it is at its core a whole life philosophy. And yoga, meaning union, is about union of energy, of the balance of what I'll call feminine and masculine. Again, not with respect to gender. These are this quality of balancing complementary energy. But that yoga union and the physicality of the yoga practice that we see so often when we say yoga here around me in the United States, it's often I have to go to a yoga class. There's a physical practice. It's the asana practice. And that asana practice is what yoga is. And that's certainly how I came to yoga. And so I'm really grateful for that being an awareness. So this is really from a place deep in my heart of compassion around, that's a really important piece. And with my yoga practice, what it did was help open me up to see that's not the only piece. That the physical is important to opening the pathway for the energy to move through the body. But in my experience, often what I was doing with my physical practice was still very mental. It was very masculine. It was very like, oh, I have to move in this way or by this certain pose or this particular structure. And while, again, that was helpful. Getting into our physical body. Raw, fluid, deeply feminine, Shakti, non-linear. That what I'm finding is that is kind of blowing my whole body, mind, spirit into seeing the possibilities. That letting go into that process, which is so hard to describe because it is so non-linear, because it is so non-masculine, planned out in terms of my physical movement. It's less about following a structure and more about listening to your body. It's less about, you know, the rigidity of a specific set of protocol and more about listening. These are qualities that are really hard to trust. Speaking from my own experience, like my headspace has my intellect, my cognitive reasoning is like, what are you talking about? You can't go there. That's too weird, or that's not going to do anything, or there's no value in that. It looks funny. You know, you're being silly. You're being a child. Like, oh, yeah. You know, valuing that childhood joy, wonder, awe, reconnecting with the playfulness, reconnecting with the aliveness that is fundamentally in us. We just sort of squashed it away or forgotten about it. Certainly I did. So back to yoga, which has been a hugely important part of my path, I still see that there are ways that even that has been limiting for my body and in the way that it's been presented or the way I've received it. And yet, hugely grateful for that piece of it. So it's like, yes, and yes, my yoga practice and yes, what I've learned through that path in the ways that I've been exposed to it have been fabulous. And as I'm opening into more fluidic, intuitive, still practices or very highly charged dance practices, but all with the keys that I'm listening consciously and authentically to what my body has to say rather than doing something somebody else says is the way it needs to be done. This is probably the key to what I'm noticing that's unlocking much in my body and through my being. And as I've done that, I'm starting to notice a few themes. And this is what I want to bring to you today, invite maybe a new way of seeing today. And we can explore that a little bit together. And as we do that, we're gonna touch on a few concepts. And then we're going to circle back, and I'm going to invite us to do a bit of a practice with it towards the end of the show. So stay with me. We're going to pause for a break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Leslie. You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is December 16th, 2014, and you are listening with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to talk with Leslie today, please give us a call at 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now I give you back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, Courtney. So as we continue on our exploration today of embodied spirituality and how that relates to our sexuality, I want to invite now taking a moment to share some things that I've been noticing, ways of organizing some things that have been a part of my experience, and see, let's invite and explore what that might mean. So I'll begin. We started with this concept. We are vast energetic beings in a physical body. So what that means in terms of our some logistics or some structure around what does our energy body look like? How can we relate with our energy body? And I like to invite some very self-inquiry into this. So I'll use some words. So what I notice in my journey is I love the balance of masculine and feminine. We've talked about this before. So my analytical brain needs a little bit of structure to hang on to. Like, okay, yep, I hear you on the fluffy bits. I need a little bit of, how can I hang those little pieces of awareness into the structure of my analytical brain? That's what I see. I tend to crave. And then I also love and am really valuing the feminine side of really feeling it. And that's what I'm gonna just invite a couple of those pieces for us today. So starting with, what are some analytical bits? What is some of the structure that I'm referring to as we described in the first half of the show? That our bodies as energy systems. So if we think of ourselves in a physical body, I'm going to simplify. There are so many traditions that speak of how our energy system is structured and situated. And they all have really beautiful, valuable things to share. And what I am doing, or what I'm going to offer here, is just a bit of a weaving, kind of probably simplifying things down to a couple of nuggets that I've found to be incredibly useful in my path, and will be pieces from different traditions and styles. And yet, there's much, much more too. I'm just acknowledging that. So I'm going to begin with, we got a physical body. We have energetic body. We have, when we grew physically, embryologically, the cells started to divide, and then we started to form this midline of our being that eventually becomes our central nervous system, so our brain, our spinal column, and the to our soul being, so the way our soul actually embodies in our physical self. I'm going to leave it at that for now. So this midline, this quality of this centralness to our bodies, and then we kind of unfurl from there and emerge and unwind from this central midline. So now as we bring awareness to that, as we're sitting in, further along in our development, in adult life, or wherever we may be right now, we can still bring awareness to that. And so I'll invite, there's this sense of finding a midline, which there are many that we can work with. This midline of spine, which actually has many midlines associated with it. But I'll also invite this midline, or this central channel of the body, which is sort of, I've heard it called the pranic breathing tube. You can think of it as an opening, a channel, a pathway that just centrally runs from the root at the perineum up through the center of the body, so forward of the spine and up through the crown. So we'll acknowledge it for a moment and just let yourself kind of feel it. Perineum up through the body, through the crown. And then we also have the chakras, which get named in different systems in different ways, and I'll just speak to them in this way. They're what some call energy centers or wheels. I will invite them as conduits. They're ways that we relate to our experiences in the world. And they carry information. They bring information down into the physical body. They provide information kind of back out. There's like step-down transformers. Level energy. Information. We can learn a lot through and from our chakras. And I'll just invite that they are connected up through the central channel, through various centers of our body. Then I'm going to add to that, in addition to the ones that often we've related to in our body, that there's also these, what I'll call a soul star and an earth star, these energetic spheres, kind of arm's length above the head is where what I'll call the soul star, this eighth chakra, soul chakra. There's different names that I've heard for this and different ways of relating to it that I've experienced. But that it is the direct, it is how we access divine, sacred, masculine energy, the heaven energy, creator, God, spirit, that golden light is up through that connection. I'll call it Shiva, I'll call it divine, sacred, masculine. Below our feet into the earth is another one of those energetic stars, and that's what I'll call Earth Star. It is how we access and relate to the earth, and that relating and accessing the earth and feeling her energies is about the deep trust of the sacred feminine. So here, so while I'll say the above is the divine sacred masculine, be clear. As we feel and connect with these, you know, this, and that around us is a whole, again, so many ways that this gets named, but this sort of toroidal field of energy that has that central channel connected with our central channel in the center of the toroid, and then is up and around our being and our bodies. And it's through these layers of our being that we can clear energy and purify and also receive and fill and raise who we are in consciousness. So that basic embodied awareness I found to be valuable as I navigate some of these breath practices and movement practices, various teachers and teachings. So I'll plant that out there for awareness and a few other words. And what I'm noticing as we're working with moving energy in the body and deep embodied practices, I'm seeing a theme. There are and it's what I've called in the past on the gross to subtle range of energy. That really gross, tangible stuff, like the big, thick, raw, like these anger or strong joy, like whatever. It's not necessarily anger and fear and just the things that we often put in the bad bucket. It's the raw, intense, big energy, the stuff that is very palpable and tends to hold on in different ways. And that so this first of what I'm noticing in kind of these three stages is there's this purification process in embodiment. So it's the deep embodiment of doing a yoga practice, a yoga asana practice, again, or doing a dance practice. One of my teachers who shares Kundalini dance, her practice is so deeply purifying in ways that I had never experienced before. Some of the other ways that I've experienced and worked with it is through emotional release and bulk energy release tools where we're hitting pillows and allowing and inviting big raw energy that needs some space to be seen and emerge, to let go. Big sound, big movement, tends to be rootier places in the body. And as we can connect with that and work with our Shakti energy, so this connecting with earth energy through that place in the earth and up through into our body, that she is the purifier. So this first phase, this purification, this energy cleansing and releasing is really potent and powerful. And as that happens, then we can open up a space that invites and allows the second phase of sort of an alchemical transformation, like, oh, open the space in the container and now change can happen. If the space is all cluttered, there's just not much we can do. We have to kind of start to pave the way by releasing, by purifying, by letting some stuff go and shifting the way we're holding it. And now we can open to a possible alchemical transformation where we can bring in the qualities of earth and of heavens, of sky, and start to feel them weave together to lift our vibration into the third phase. So this purify being the first, transformation being the second, and then this third piece of settling into, so these first two phases are there's a lot of movement often. There's a lot of big sound and ways we work with energy, breath, sound, movement, and touch tend to be ways where we're clearing, cleansing. And yet opening and creating that space then provides the space for change. while we then head into the third level of lifting vibration, reweaving, what I will often call integration or opening to receive the gold, this exquisite, sacred, mass, divine masculine that sort of rains down upon us that helps us reweave our vibrations and open and unlock those keys to those soul, those deeply embodied, authentic soul codes, like repatterning and reweaving to a higher place, lifting our vibration. And this pattern, I'm really starting to see over and over again. It's like, start with the growth, like get some, woo, we need to breathe and get some big movement stuff going. Then we can open and settle in and invite change. And now we can actually settle into the stillness and honor the stillness and receiving that divine love and lifting our vibration, awakening new soul codes. Ones that have just, they've been there all along. They're yours. They've been dormant. So acknowledging them, lighting them up, waking them up. This is a powerful time in our consciousness and our planet where this is happening. And what I'm feeling and tapping into is noticing how deeply embodied and how deeply physical and sacred and sexual this energy and this capacity is when sometimes I see it presented in a really high kind of headspace. More mass body and my energy, and that through that, the accelerated connection with possibility and opening into that stillness and settling into receiving the gold, hugely powerful. Totally vibrant and resonant and tingly with possibility, where my meditation and the practice in the past has felt a little dry, a little anxious sometimes. So there are many paths through this, many, many, many. What I'm doing right now is acknowledging and inviting that the body is a real valid path, and that listening to the body, listening to the messages contained within, this is not easy territory, because our body and our access to our egoic mind make it really confusing when sometimes we're not sure, is the message coming from an authentic place, or is it coming from my fear or my wounds or my fears of rejection, my fears of judgment, my fears of betrayal, all of these things that we carry, fears of being laughed at, a big one for me. Putting it out there. And the more I sink into this and the more I connect with who I am, my body, my essence within my body, and my trust of reconnecting with this beautiful divine feminine earth who's there to support us always, and to invite her into my body to help light me up, to help in my body to let go, to receive that support, to invite the other places in my body as I let go, as I move up through my chakras, through the root, the sacral center, the solar plexus, and I feel and I listen to the message. Power both in the balance of being important and alive and independent, but also trusting and supporting and being collaboration and shared power with others. And as I've trusted coming up into my heart and feeling those wounds of betrayal, of feeling those wounds that I carried of being betrayer, and going, you know what, I'm okay, and can I forgive myself, and can I let myself connect through my body to letting go of these old scripts, these old competitive scripts, these old ways that I was holding it, and that even bringing it up into my throat and opening my throat into a place of, can I not only feel safe to be in my sexuality and to be in that deeply embodied place, but also express myself, express that authentic creative gift as well as be in it? Can I balance those? Can I bring that out? And how much deep fear, crying, tears, moving, screaming, like releasing sounds from my body that I didn't think were even I was even capable of. And then finding and feeling the love of the mother and the father, of the sacred divine feminine of earth with sacred divine masculine of the stars, of creator, of God, to come into my body and meet together. Holy wow. To speak that feels really wonderful and a little scary. And as I've noticed and come up into the stillness of listening with intuitive, listening to intuitive guidance in my third eye, listening with not only what we might name as third eye, just repatterning that, these deep centers of the brain, awakening and listening to my pituitary, the third ventricle of my brain, the pineal gland, the deep back of my back brain, which is sometimes labeled the ulna major chakra. Learning about them, but not learning about them only in books, but going into my body and meditating with them, from them, shifting my awareness to come into these different places in my body and open to experience from my midline, from my third ventricle. Like these places that I didn't even know where they were for a while. So again, the balance, like doing enough learning where I could get a grip on where can I slot this into the structure of my brain, looking at pictures and books, exploring it with models, with drawings, with three-dimensional models, with moving clay, and also going. I didn't even know existed. And then opening up through, as we come back up, this through the crown, through this connection with Creator Source, trusting that. This has been a very big one for me. I recognized how much I was not trusting the masculine. I was not trusting myself to receive divine masculine love into my body. I was holding it at arm's length. Not really willing to devote my awareness to, like, I choose to open to receive you. I'm going to ask, actually, yes, please, will you come into my body? This divine, juicy, golden light of stillness and joy. But that for me, I can't come anywhere near relaxing into opening that until I have totally opened my body to saying, okay, Earth Mama, where are you? Here, I need your help. Please help me connect my womb to your womb. Please come in and fill me with your Shakti. Fill me with that juicy, alive vibrancy and let myself allow to receive her. This receiving of divine love, so much more difficult than giving love and so different than our human relationships. Often, not always, let me reframe that. We can also bring this divine awareness into our human relationships, into a higher level vibrationally of human relationship, that often our human relationships are, we're using, you know, having someone fill a hole in ourselves, or we're stepping into some energetic codependency. And that we can also, with these same concepts, as we work with transmuting that in our own bodies, open the space where we can live that and dance it and transmute it together in partnership in different ways, whether that's intimate sexual partner or people we meet, you know, at the grocery store. You know, just our human relationships, people we see and come into contact with, people we say hello to, shifting the way that we relate in the world, all comes from these deep practices of shifting energy in the body. And as I've been noticing that for myself and noticing that in my relationship, I'm again continually kind of awed. I've been noticing it in the realm of sexuality. So this is powerful sexuality. What I'm talking about in this juicy allowing of ecstatic bliss to flow through, these can be absolutely orgasmic sensations of energy, ecstatic bliss processes that I'm describing, that can be fully clothed in dance. These are powerful alchemical transformational practices that can open and invite and purify, but also shift and transform and raise those vibrations So trusting them not only in solo practice, but also trusting that energy in relationship, I found that's an even higher calling. Like for me, like it's that much more difficult. Like if it wasn't complicated enough to open to receive that love through my body all alone, you know, singularly as a human, what's that like to be that present to that flow and be in connection with my love? For me, to stay open to allowing and inviting energy to move with me when I'm really consciously moving sexual energy with myself or with a partner. And to stay in that presence of awareness without making it mechanical, without like turning it off or shutting it down or making it really like rigid, because that's not what it's about either. Surrender and opening to feeling and moving energy in the body is an exquisite dance, I'm finding. A dance of letting go of my headspace enough to surrender into the possibility, yet also what I'll call being enough in my witness space that I'm not spun off into triggers, or I'm not closing myself down into some story, that I'm seeing those things, that I'm feeling those things, and I'm witnessing them to let them move in all their raw intensity. Which is, if that isn't hard enough in the stillness of meditation with thought, wow, is that complicated and even more charged when we're starting to really move raw Shakti energy and raw sexual energy through the body. And that presencing of witnessing and listening becomes even more, to me, powerful. Our ability to open and connect with this energy in our body, literally we have the potential to heal our body, physically remap them and change them. We can work with this power to trust, to connect deeply with others. We can manifest our heart's desires. And we can connect deeply with divine, with source, with bliss, with that oneness that we all are in the truly ecstatic sense of the word. And we don't have to hide from our bodies to access it. We don't have to only pull up and out and go into the gold or into the spiritual awareness up through our bodies and up into the journey of spiritual bliss that's up and out in a way. We can bring that in. We can anchor that through our bodies. We can access it as a physical being and a spiritual being and a sexual being. All. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And that has been an awareness in my journey that's opening for me, and I invite it as possible. After a short break, I look to connect with you once again and share a bit of a practice.
Thank you, Leslie, and thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please venture to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available on CD. Have you wanted to attend the class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home with a partner or by yourself with this audio CD. Order online through the website. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop on CD, a guided practical introduction to exploring energy through breath, sound, movement, visualization, and touch. The 2014-2015 Mystery School Year of Sacred Sexuality classes are underway. Consider joining us for a Sacred Sexuality Creating Your Blissful Life Weekend workshop on February 21st and 22nd. Sign up by December 17th, tomorrow, for 20% off tuition. See the calendar under offerings for dates and details and to register. Register for any of the 2015 Winter Spring classes by midnight tomorrow, December 17th, and get 20% off the tuition for the class. Details on the website. And the best way to get announcements about upcoming classes is to subscribe to the email newsletter about 1 to 2 per month link available under contact at the website. Join us at the next Temple Community Gathering, Sunday, January 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. Curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings but not sure where to start? Join us at a Temple Gathering. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. Such a beautiful group forms each time, and we love seeing how spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the temple are welcome and not required. Please contact Leslie to RSVP and for location details. More information available at the website under offerings. And now I give you back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Beautiful. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you all for listening in. So exciting. Whether you're joining us now live or listening to the recording, I invite you to settle in for practice. See this beautiful awareness of what I'll call experiential anatomy energetically and a bit of a transformational possibility. So settling into your breath, your body, let's bring some of these concepts we just spoke about at an analytical level into what's it like to feel them, to embody them, and start to walk with them and explore. This journey is about inquiry, inquiring into the body, listening. There's huge value in not having to make meaning, not having to figure it all out all at once. Trust the process of inquiry. Taking a breath into your belly, your pelvis. Again, acknowledging root gates, perineum, anus, coccygeal plexus with the tailbone, genital, scrotum. Letting yourself feel and open the gates of your roots to the earth. And acknowledge that central channel in your body. From that deep perineal center up through the body to the crown. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge your capacity to breathe through it, through both ends, through the perineal area, through the crown chakra area. Perhaps out through the heart. So now, though, coming back down to the perineum, to the pelvis, and just feel that connection with earth. We're going to invite Earth Mother Shakti, this juicy, feminine energy, Kundalini Shakti, to be present and aware. And to ask, to pray, perhaps, that word being charged so strongly, often I won't use it. But praying, like holding, yes, please. Earth Mother, help me connect my womb to your womb. Acknowledging womb may not resonate for all beings. Womb, hara, the lower center below the navel. Doesn't have to be formally a female-bodied womb. All beings, however you identify in gender spectrum. Acknowledging and inviting, Earth Mother, help me connect my body to your body, my womb to your womb, my hara to your earth. And let yourself relax through your root gates to receive. Inhale with sipping through the nose. Exhale, ha. Ha. To receive her. Ha. And let her come into the pelvic bowl as a container. Ha. And begin to invite some charge, some juice. Ha. Maybe rocking the pelvis. Ooh, rocking the body, allowing a bit of fluidity. And the exhales just sound important, acknowledging when and if that feels right for you to really explore it. It is territory often people have a hard time with making sound. I invite you to make it. So as you bring some of that juice up into the in through the root gates, into the pelvic floor, into the pelvic bowl, starting to feel that liquidity. Just let it stir in the pelvis. Awaken. And let's invite it up through the central channel. You may start to notice it up in your sexual center, up in the solar plexus area, central channel, to the center of the body, behind the area just between the navel and the bottom of the rib. Up into the area of the behind the xiphoid of the tip of the sternum. Up into the heart. And just noticing places where you may feel resistance to this, where you may feel that there's something that's talking to you, and just acknowledging it. Up into the throat. Bringing it all the way up into the centers in the brain. Letting it cascade through the pituitary, the third ventricle, the pineal, the back brain. All of those areas are unclear. Just feel energy into the center of the head. And then lifting it up through the crown. Lifting your hands and your arms up above your head, offering that up into the sky, into great creator, ascended masters, into that sacred masculine gold, up through that eighth chakra, that sphere above the golden disc. Feel and then let yourself relax to receive as you offer that love. What's it like to now invite sacred masculine, divine masculine Father? Can I receive your love? Can I please, will you help me receive your love to feel you? Yes, please. Honor me with your love. And let yourself receive this golden shower of light down through your crown, down through the throat. Through the heart. Solar plexus. Through the sexual center. And now feeling your whole body being held and lifted in possibility as Shiva meets Shakti. Balancing, delighting, and feeling and receiving the bliss of golden light. And that downward flow. So acknowledging that divine mass downward flow, often experienced in deep stillness. For me, I find it's when I can settle in and really open, that there aren't places in my body that are tweaky or asking for something, that I've created space first. Now, space, once it's open, I can feel that golden sense of light. And acknowledge as it comes through the body, now feeling space of integration where as you bathe in this tingling, vibrating essence, your body is being lifted, that you're rooted, you've anchored, you haven't forgotten root. Root is still connected. You are deep in your pelvis, full in your belly, rested at your sit bones, perhaps if you're seated, connected deeply at root, so that you've anchored in this possibility to receive this brilliance. And in that balance, delighting in the lifting, reweaving vibration of your body, opening, reactivating those dormant codes, allowing yourself to be fully who you are, and simply resting in the stillness of that awareness. taking a breath to acknowledge that. Acknowledging all that is received is not necessarily cognitive. Letting yourself settle in the womb hara area, relaxing, remaining rooted to the earth, open to the heavens. And inviting yourself to receive this transmission of possibility. And with deep gratitude, taking a breath, settling into the hara, the womb center below the navel, bring your hands there. And let all the energy that you're feeling congeal and draw in to be in the beautiful sphere, like a pearl of energy, of wisdom, divine light, sphere, congealing and holding this energy that you're choosing to carry with you into your day. Letting it settle there. Touching your skin, your legs, your feet, your belly. Letting yourself be and feel and continue to be in your body. With a breath of gratitude. Bringing your awareness back into the space. And opening your eyes. Deep, deep gratitude.
Thank you so much for joining us live today with Leslie Blackburn and Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to contact Leslie, please go to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find more information about this at the website, www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, which is a private temple studio in West Dearborn, Michigan. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful day, and have a very happy holiday.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.